You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Thursday, it's SME of the Week time, and we're taking a look at a company called MyGlass. I'm joined on the line by the MyGlass founder and CEO, Gary Steger, to take a look at his business. Good evening, Gary. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about MyGlass. How did it start and what is it?
Firstly, thank you, Jimmy, for having me on your show. Much appreciated. MyGlass was founded with the intent of creating and providing a better service to clients. Buying trends have changed, and opportunities arose over the years that I identified that eventually led to me starting the business in 2013, 2014. And since then, it's just been a continual growth curve. I've learned a lot through the process, but we continue to learn on a daily basis. But the most important thing is our clients are happy, and that's what drives us.
So what do you do, Gary?
MyGlass replaces primarily motor glass for the insurance industry. But we don't just replace the glass. We have a whole host of package behind that. But we offer a 100% mobile service. So, you know, somebody has a smash and grab. The last thing they want to do is go looking for a fitment center. They want to go to a place of safety or comfort. So we go to their house or their office or gym or wherever it might be, and we replace the windscreen on site. So we generally make appointments with clients, and we go out. That's one of our USPs. We are driving. It's taken a while for it. Ironically, COVID was a turnaround point for us. Before that, people didn't understand the service, didn't understand what it was about. But since COVID, our business has just grown exponentially ever since.
That's a very unique perspective on how to approach business, and especially in an industry where you've got much more well-known companies, the likes of the PG Glasses out there, and you're coming into the space and saying, we're going to do things and we're going to do things a little differently. Gary, what have been some of the challenges about getting the business to where it is today, and what does the business today look like?
Well, firstly, in the old days, I walked Santon, broker to broker, insurance company, and typically I got, no, don't need you. We have service providers who are well-entrenched, et cetera, et cetera. But I knew within myself that our business model was different. Our service was going to be different. And when I got the declines, no thank you, it made me realize that I hadn't refined or articulated my offering very well. So that sent me back to the drawing board. I came back again and eventually, in 2014, we got a call from an insurance company. An executive had broken his back window, and he had phoned their two service providers, two well-known service providers, and neither could assist. He found our name on the internet, and within 2 hours, we were on site replacing the glass. And then when the invoice was presented to him, he said, how is this possible that you are so much cheaper than what I would have paid as an insurance company for this glass? And as they say, the rest is history. We still service that, and that was our break that we needed. Since then, we've obviously grown our network into a national fitment center or service centers, service units with over 200 mobile units, all branded, and we service the insurance company. So we, at this stage, we're a B2B operation, but I'm sure at some stage we will start targeting the B2C as well. And, you know, all of our network are privately owned businesses, all have agreements, formal agreements with us in place. And we are all on a journey ourselves. They are on a journey, we are on a journey. And as long as we are all going in the same direction, we're delivering the right sort of service. Our CSI with most insurance companies exceeds 90%. And we're very proud of that fact, that we have achieved that status and delivered. But I knew all along that the offering that we had, one of the other really fundamentals that makes our model slightly different is we have a brand of glass that is fitted by most OEMs worldwide. So when we install a glass, it's the same as the original glass that goes in. So we're not using some knockoff glass to replace the windscreen. So the client's not only getting, an insurance company's not only getting a really quality product, they're getting a really competitive price. And there's various reasons for that. There's historic reasons, exchange rate reasons, there's sanction reasons. But at the end of the day, our clients are satisfied with the service that they're getting and the price.
Gary, you said that the business does home visits and personalized visits, and you don't really have kind of just a fitment center that's centralized for everyone to come to, but you do, I'm sure you have that kind of offering as well. How do you achieve home visits throughout the country? Because I see the website says you're nationwide, and I see something that says become a licensee. Tell me about that.
Okay. Yes, becoming a licensee, we obviously go through a selective process when somebody applies. Ideally, don't take startups, because the industry, our experience is startups generally fail. And there's a host of reasons for that, funding being one of those challenges. So we go through that process. Ideally, the person has got a business, and then we take them under our wing. Once we're satisfied that they meet the criteria, we enter into an agreement. We get their branding sorted and link them to our system. When we receive a claim from the insurance company, we have a very bespoke system which all our network are attached to. So if somebody is in Dar, the system will automatically direct that claim to Dar. And we at Central then manage the service level agreement and the turnarounds to ensure that our fitment centres are all within the necessary time frames that are set out on our system.
Gary, tell us the most important details. How do people get hold of the business? How do people reach out to you? Where can they find you? Give us all of those details.
Okay, we obviously have a 0861 number, which if you dial 0861 My Glass, that comes out at our central call center, or our operation center as we prefer to call it. We're obviously on all the socials, and we are on the internet where people can get a lot more information on what we're about and the products that we fit, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, we do service nationwide. Saying that, the only area we really Northern Cape is one of the challenges, but the rest of the country is serviced very well.
Gary, what's next for the business? What do you have planned? What are your ambitions? What do you want to do with the business from where it is now to take it beyond what you've built so far?
Once again, that's a journey. We are in the process of setting up a business within a business for ADIS. It's called ADIS, which is Advanced Driver Assisted Systems, which a lot of vehicles now, when a windscreen is replaced, the cameras on the vehicles have to be recalibrated. Rather than taking the vehicle to the dealership, we are now, we've imported the equipment, the first machines arrived, and it should be on the road by next week. So that's a service that we are offering in all the metros to start off with, and then as demand increases, so that service will be expanded and scaled up. Africa looks like an interesting target, a market to go into. We're exploring on a very superficial stage at this stage, but I think the business will hopefully, with the new generation coming in, they have all the energy, and we'll take the business to another level. Obviously, we do building glass and replacements and that type of thing, both commercial and domestic, but that makes up a relatively small portion of our business. And as we go along, we will identify, we have some, unfortunately, I can't divulge another very exciting project that we are busy with. In fact, I'm meeting with somebody tomorrow regarding that. And we are want to add more products to our service offering, so that we are able to offer our clients, being the insurance company, as well as the client, a more comprehensive and something that they're not used to going forward.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Gary. We hope to see the business continue to succeed, and we hope to see the future generations that you mentioned coming into the business and doing well. I think for now, those future generations might have a small challenge if they don't know how to dial the old school way on a phone, but that's for them to figure out. We'll leave it at that, Gary. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Gary Steger, who is the founder and CEO of MyGlass, a company that you can get hold of at myglass.co.za, or you can dial 0861 MyGlass. Good luck figuring that out.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.